Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. I am the Savvy Retiree, and it is Sunday, July 3rd. I welcome you to my show, and I hope you're having a good July 4th weekend. We are here in the Villages, Florida, and it is a beautiful day. It is 12:18 in the afternoon, and the sun is out. It's gorgeous. I don't know where you are, but I hope you're having a wonderful day. I am so excited about having this program, and I hope that there will be lots of opportunities for seniors to learn about senior living. Retirement for many seniors is a very scary thing. Many are afraid to even think about what they're going to do when they retire because they're so used to working. And so this show is to help you just find a little bit of security in how to make a good decision about this period of time where you're going to transition, you're going to be going through some experiences that you've not had before. Now, some people have set themselves up and they think it's going to be just, you know, a wonderful experience. But many people are fearful. And I want to sort of help you just relax and enjoy this because this is, you don't need to be stressed. It shouldn't be stressful. And if you have any concerns, any worries, any questions, any problems you would like to discuss, call me. Call 607-203-5487. My show is on every day. And I urge you not to feel, I just hope you will not become depressed, anxious, or upset about making decisions. You are in charge now of your destiny, and now is a good time to be able to, you have the time to think about, what do I want to do? Anyway, the topic today is land of opportunity. And I guess what we have to think about for many of you is, are you living in the land of opportunity? Where you're living right now as a senior, you've probably, you know, left your job or you're getting ready to, and you say, where I'm living now, is this going to be a good thing for me as I get older? Am I going to have people around me who can support me? And do I have the services and things that I need within within practical terms, rotation? Is my housing, you know, sustainable? These are questions that many people just don't even want to think about. And there's a lot to think about when you're thinking about changing your lifestyle, which is what retirees generally do. You don't want to sit all day and just stare at your walls. Most people don't, because I know many seniors who do, and then they find themselves very depressed. They become unhealthy. It's an unhealthy thinking. I want you to think about your life and how you want to spend that life for the next 30-plus years. But that's how long you're probably going to be retired. So, it is an opportunity, ever you want. You want to play all day? You want to golf like a lot of people in the Villages do? They golf for hours. They play pickleball. They play all kinds of stuff. All day long they play. Some people play all day. Some people like to do something a little more creative. A lot of talented artists here. We have actors, people who get into theater. We have all kinds of activities. You have to think your life, you now can do things that are different from work. You don't have to work anymore. And if you want to, that's fine too. Get yourself just a little job, and if that's what makes you happy, whatever you enjoy doing. Some people like to get a pet. Pets are good. But anyway, the topic, I'm going off the track here. And I hope that you people out there, please, my followers, my listeners, call me. I am the savvy retiree, and I want to hear from you. I want to know where you are and what you're doing. Are you in a dilemma? Are you trying to make a decision about retirement? I want to hear what you've thought about, what you'd like to do, or what you're doing. Has it worked out for you? If you have a good story, please call in. I'm glad. I'm happy. Retirement is a land of opportunity for many. There are many people who prosper here in the villages. They have more real estate than you can imagine. I know there are people here who have 9 homes they rent out. I'm not saying this is for everyone. Not everyone's going to reach this level of maybe success, but there are people who do, and they sustain themselves through retirement by having this supplemental income. Supplemental income is a good thing. It's always a good thing. So if money's a concern, if your health is a concern, if you're, just thinking about what am I going to do all day, we can talk about it. Let's lure different things that you might find worthwhile. You may decide to be your own little business. You might have a business of your own. Your hobby might take up most of your time. It doesn't really matter as long as you are comfortable where you're living and what you're doing and you're happy, happy, whether it be many people at this stage of the game are alone. Your spouse has died. You've lost touch with people you worked with. You've lost touch with friends. Maybe you've stayed in touch with friends. Maybe your church is important to you. It's important to have people around you to support you during this because you're not alone. You are not alone. Here in Florida, we have more retirees than you can imagine. The whole state is just from top to bottom retirees and snowbirds. Love you, snowbirds, but we love snowbirds in Florida. And we want people to come to Florida because it is really a real opportunity here for retirees. I come from California. The options there are not as great for retirees. Much more expensive, much more crowded, overdeveloped. It's Southern California, especially earthquake country, a little concerning for people. Like, of course, here in Florida, we have other concerns, hurricanes, sinkholes, you name it. Every place has its weather problems and environmental problems. So, but for most retirees here, I would say we're the happiest retirees on the planet. We have people come here from Europe, from all over the world, and they come here and they're happy, happy. And I want you all to be happy, whether it be here in Florida or wherever you're living. Call me. Tell me. Call 607-203-5487. I want to hear your story. I want to hear what you're doing. Are you happy? Are you doing well? You need help? Are you trying to make a decision? Is something bothering you? Are you afraid? Don't be afraid. Call me. Okay. Well, on this 4th of July, we can all thank our founding fathers, our forefathers, for making this country what it is, the land of opportunity. You can say amen to that, because there is no place in the world where you have opportunity like you have in the United States of America. God bless America. And I want all of you to prosper to thrive, to find independence, to find your niche. Your niche, what it is that makes you get up in the morning and say, it's a great day. I've done my thing for corporate America, for whatever you've done in the past. Now it's your turn to be the captain of your own ship. And you can sail that any way you like. So please, please call me. Please tune into this show regularly. My broadcast schedule is daily. I hope to be able to keep this schedule. But if you all would prefer I change my schedule, let me know. I'm very flexible, and I will talk about anything that you're interested in talking about. Please tell me what you want to talk about. I invite you to call in. I want you to call in. I'm a little bit new at this, so I appreciate your patience. And I know I'm not, you know, I've not studied radio broadcasting, so I am a newbie at this. I am just a novice. And I will work my way through it, try to iron out the rough spots, and get it to where it will be a show that can really help seniors. That's my goal, to help you understand that this time, these next 30 years that are ahead of you, it's critical to lay a good foundation and make wise decisions as early as you can, because as you get older, you're going to become a little less, you will experience, you know, other issues. So if you're in the prime of retirement right now, you can get moving in a direction that you want to go in and set yourself up so that if something happens and you need help, you'll be around, you'll be in a place where you can get it. I want you to have security. I want you to have safety. I want you to have friends. I want you to have fun. And I want you to enjoy your life. So, for now, all I can say is happy 4th of July. Be safe. And I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you all. Please call me wherever you are. I enjoy doing the show, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you, and God bless you all.